Well, welcome again to another end of the week conference call. Got a little change up here. Going to lead things off with Ross Baldwin out of the Anthem office. This is his first time on the conference call, and he's going to lead us off with corn. How about the corn, Ross?
Hey, guys. Yeah, another eventful week in the grain markets and really all commodities. March corn for the week closed up 30 and a half cents. We settled at 651 today. This is actually the, if you look on the weekly chart, this is the highest weekly corn settle since July 2nd of this past summer. We did see some, just across all commodities, aggressive buying by the managed money crowd, really from grains to livestock, as well as crude oil. Right now we do have crude oil. I mean, its last trade was still up over $3.50 on the March contract. You know, there was some news that came out here a little while ago that really sparked quite a few of these, the grains and crude oil. Around 12:30, there was a headline that came out that the U.S. has intelligence that they think Russia could invade Ukraine as soon as next week. Really, at that point, around 12:30, corn had just been trading very quietly. It was up around 3 cents, I believe, at the time, and it didn't take long after that. And I think about within 20 minutes, corn was 15 higher. Crude oil, that one took off about instantly after that headline came out. We have pulled back off of the highs, but here a little while ago, crude did, the high of the day for March was 94.66. So it was almost $5 higher at one point. We did see corn spreads firmer here this week. The March, May, and May, July, they both gained around 2 cents on the week. We had a WASDE report on Wednesday. Corn beans and wheat, corn was the quietest one. It was a very quiet report. The USDA left the U.S. corn balance sheet unchanged, 1.54 billion bushels. Trade was looking for a slight decrease on the U.S. balance sheet, around 28 million bushels. So it was just all in all a quiet report on the U.S. side of things. The world corn number came in a little over 302 million metric tons. That was down from 303 in January. And the trade was looking for a little bit bigger of a cut. They were looking for it to be around 300 million metric ton. The only change was they did reduce the Brazilian crop, but left Argentina unchanged. For corn this week, there was some rumors of Chinese corn business that got done this week, but nothing's been confirmed from the USDA yet. The day that kind of those rumors did come out, we did see corn spreads fairly firm that day. So it did lead people to think that maybe there is some substance to that rumors, but we'll just have to wait and see, you know, for some confirmation. Weekly corn exports this week were 589,000 metric tons. That was down 50% from last week. You know, last week there was, you know, the chatter, well, we did see it, the Chinese cancellation, but that did show up here this week in the weekly export. It was a cancellation of 375,000 metric tons. So that was in that number. We did see a flash sale here this morning on corn to Japan. It was 128,000 metric tons. Interior corn basis, I would say, is pretty steady for the most part across the corn belt here this week. Nothing too drastic on that. SIF values were steady to a little weaker here this week. Nearby was 94 over versus 98 last week. March was unchanged, 87 over this week. Barge freight, a little weaker also. I think that's about all I got on corn, Brent, unless you or Rocky have something you'd like to add.
No, I don't think so. Lots of corn moving in the country. Everybody's full. Anyway, on the bean side of the world, March beans on the week up 29 and a half cents. And by the way, today settled at 50 cents off yesterday's high of 1633. Meal up 1270 on the week. And oh, by the way, beans, if you look at it, over the last 2 weeks, we're up $1.13. Right? Meals up 1270 today. Meal up over 2 weeks ago. It's up a staggering $45.50. And oil really is pretty much unchanged, is up 36 ticks on the week, but nothing significant. And then crush margins are relatively unchanged, maybe a touch better than last week. Obviously, the story on the week was CONAB cutting Brazil production. They dropped it. I mean, I've never seen this, 15 million tons. down to 125.5. Most analysts had already trimmed the Brazil crop up to 130 or something like that. But I mean, there was ranges 125 to 30. The USDA at 134, by the way. But I think the trade was just surprised that CONAB went that hard, that fast. I mean, this certainly seems like we're going to have to ration beans. And I don't know why we shouldn't revisit 2012 highs. And by the way, that's just shy of 18 bucks. I shouldn't say that, but anyway. CONAB dropped exports by 9.1 million metric tons. The big hit in production came, as we would figure, in the south of Brazil. Rio Grande do Sul cut 7.5 million tons. Paraná cut 5.4 million tons. So this is going to be exceedingly interesting to see what happens here. Cash markets in Brazil, they're actually lower on the week. I would tell you Feb offers are probably 15 cents lower than they were a week ago. March is probably 20 cents weaker on the offer side. The bid side's 10 cents. So across the board, it looked like what happened when we ran up yesterday to the highs after the CONAB news. It looked like we were going to keep running. But plenty of rumors came out that the Chinese had pulled their bids in Brazil. And that certainly seemed to coincide with the board selling off. And by the way, if you look at China, there's plenty of rumors of early reserve release, a million, million and a half tons. Amid reports that they really have little ownership past March. So the story's still to be written. Let's see, bean lineup in Brazil's 13.3 million tons. That's a new record. Last year, this time, it was 12.2. Mato Grosso harvest is half done. They loaded 1.9 million tons. If this pace continues, they're gonna load 6 million tons in the month of February, and that would be a new record. Argentina, not much news, really. I mean, Buenos Aires Grain Exchange kept their estimate at 42 million tons. They didn't change it. But the USDA did lower their estimate to 45 million tons. Coming back to the U.S., CIF market remains firm, especially in some of these deferred months, July forward, but even nearby. It's probably either side of 100 over on basis, but it was stronger than that here before the board ran up. Few changes in domestic bids, and certainly they're remaining firm because of the hot river bids. Let's see here. Bean sales, 1.6 million tons. Our total commitments for the year are 46.8 million metric tons versus 59.2 last year. China is down. China's commitments are 25.7. That's down 10.2 million tons year on year. Now, we may have the ability to make some of that up here yet with what's going on in South America. We need 300,000 sales per week to meet the USDA estimate. And I think it'd be foolish today to suggest that we're not going to meet the USDA estimate. In fact, plenty of people have, 100 million more exports than the 2050 that the USDA currently has. We shipped 1.3 million tons this week. We need to ship 610,000 tons a week. Active new crop week in sales, 895,000. Total commitments are 3 million tons versus 4.4 last year. This fall, we're going to have a record liftings for bean vessels. So we should expect to see consistent new crop sales. It's kind of staggering that we're behind last year at this time, but it's going to catch up and we're going to pass it. So watch your new crop spreads. If no Jan for some goofy reason trades at a carry, you need to be grabbing it. Meal. Dalian meal made a new high this week. Brazil meal offers are screaming higher. I think they're up $15 to $40. Over meal lineup is twice the size of last year. It's 2 million metric tons. Argentina, pretty much unchanged on meal, 16 over. There's no U.S. offers until late April. So, I don't know, the WASDE this week, I mean, all they did was they increased crush by 25, but the story is not, the story is South America. So, I would suspect that current values are not rationing demand. I would expect we're going to remain firm on beans. I would expect a rally somewhere along the lines. And I'm serious when I talk about the highs of 2012. We might visit those. Let's see. Brent, you're subbing in on wheat.
Yeah, let's hope I can do Wayne justice here. For the week, soft red wheat was up 34.5 cents. Hard red wheat was up 38.5, and hard red spring was up 48.5. If Rocky's right, and we see 2011-12 levels for beans, scary to what we to think what we could see for wheat prices from these values where we're at today. I think cash wise, the SIF market was up a dime, $1.35 over at the Gulf. Exports this week were 418,000. Half of those coming off of the PNW, pretty much in line with expectations. The U.S. right now is kind of the one of the higher priced wheats out there. I think, as I was saying, I think one of the bigger things for wheat this week, obviously, you know, two things. One, inflation, you know, for the year up 7.5%. That was quite a bit more than what the market was expecting. And then you had the Fed with St. Louis Fed President Bullard saying he would like to see a 100 basis point pop here before July 1. I mean, short term, our thought is that, you know, with this inflationary pricing that we've got going on, it's pretty friendly on the front end of the grain markets. StatsCan was out this week. You know, their stocks number coming in at 15.6. You know, versus an estimate of 17.3, that's almost 10 million tons below last year. We also had the WASDE out. Kind of the bigger changes were Canada with the feed and residual going from 1.7 to 4.5. We've kind of known part of that was coming with the amount of corn that we've seen, even going out of the central corn belt going up into Canada. We kind of saw some of that coming. It's going to be tough. Switching over to hard red spring, it's going to be tough to see a big acreage number for hard red spring with where these the bean prices are. Talking with one client, you know, just in the past 30 days, we've seen the net gain of planting soybeans over hard red spring up almost $100 an acre. So it and it doesn't look like it's backing down. So I mean, I think hard red spring's going to have to keep up with beans here. We're going to lose some acres to soybeans there. Flipping back to the WASDE again, the other thing we saw was, you know, world ending stocks dropped 1.7 million tons. The, you know, the reductions for Canada and India were, you know, were offset by, you know, increases in the U.S. and Ukraine. You've got global stocks now at five-year lows. So otherwise, U.S. Soft red is going to get some rains next week. Hard red looks like it's going to continue to stay dry. So we may be starting to shift into a weather market here domestically for wheat. And who knows where that could take us. That's all I've got for this week, guys. Everybody have a good weekend. Talk to you next week.
Thanks.